Kia ora and all, welcome to this update of Waitea News.
New Zealand First Deputy Leader Shane Jones says the party supports the Ngāpui and it won't stand for a settlement that is atomised into multiple different parts. Treaty and Negotiations Minister Paul Goldsmith says he's making a settlement with the Northern Iwi a priority, but the timing of negotiations would be up to the various hapū. Shane Jones says jockeying by individual hapū had added years of delay, and he singles out Ngāti Hine for undermining previous talks.
I think if a hapū like Ngāti Hine want to break away from the Ngāpuhi tribe, they need to do it in a very public fashion, and the leaders of Ngāti Hine need to tell their own people to hand back their Ngāpuhi whakapapa, so there's no double dipping. There will be a Ngāpuhi claim, in my view, over the life of our government, and any hapū that wants to break up Ngāpuhi needs to ensure that all of their marae hand back their Ngāpuhi whakapapa, because after that, they've decided to be lone rangers.
Shane Jones. Environmentalists and iwi will rally outside at the TSB Event Centre in Hawera this morning to mark the start of hearings on the Trans-Tasman Resources reapplication for consent to dig up the seabed off the South Taranaki coast. Kiwis Against Seabed Mining Chair Cindy Baxter says after having its consent quashed by three different courts, the Supreme Court has sent the Australian-owned company back to the Environment Protection Agency to show its activities will cause no material harm. She says rather than putting any effort into showing it can meet that test, it seems to be banking on the government's new fast-track legislation to get its project across the line. The company still hasn't done a single survey of marine mammals, seabirds, nor anything else that lives in the waters of the South Taranaki Bight to ascertain how they might be affected by seabed mining. And University of Auckland Head of Architecture, Deirdre Brown, has become the first Wahine Māori and first academic to win a Te Kahui Whaihanga Institute of Architects gold medal. Professor Brown says the institute has always been supportive of Māori architecture and architects, with the first gold medal going posthumously to John Scott of Ngāti Kahunu back in 1999. She says because Māori and Pacific architecture responds to the natural environment, it has a lot to contribute to the profession here.
So around the Pacific, you'll see that the roofs are all different shapes because they're shedding the rain, they're trying to keep the sun off. Maybe there's not a lot of rain. Our environment here, our ancestors came, it was a lot wetter. The forms had to be dug into the ground to keep them warm. You know, the soil is a form of insulation. Different types of plant material and timbers to build out of. And post-tensioning of having harakeke ropes around the frame and then pulling it tight to make it super tight and super strong.
Professor Brown says she's keen to see more Māori in the profession.
And, Te Hōma, that's Waitea News, always available on waiteanews.com.